wings and crack your cheeks. Rage blow, you cataracts and hurricanoes. Spout till you have drenched our steeples, drowned the cocks. You sulphurous and thought-executing fires, vaunt couriers of oak-cleaving thunderbolts, singe my white head. And thou, all shaking thunder, strike flat the thick rotundity of the world, crack nature's molds, all germains spill at once, that makes ingrateful man.
Oh, Nuncle, court holy water in a dry house is better than this rainwater out of door. Good Nuncle, in, ask thy daughter's blessing. Here's a knife pities neither wise men nor fools.
Rumble, thy bellyful, spit fire, spout rain, nor rain, wind, thunder, fire are my daughters. I tax not you, you elements, with unkindness. I never gave you kingdom, called you children. You owe me no subscription. Then let fall your horrible pleasure. Here I stand, your slave, a poor, infirm, weak, and despised old man. But yet, I call you servile ministers that will, with two pernicious daughters, join your high-engendered battles against a head so old and white as this. Oh, 'tis foul.
He that has a house to put head in has a good headpiece. The codpiece that will house before the head has any, the head and he shall louse, so beggars marry many. The man that makes his toe what he his heart should make shall of a corn cry woe and turn his sleep to wake. For there was never yet fair woman, but she made mouths in a glass.
No! I will be the pattern of all patience. I will say nothing.
Who's there?
Marry, here's grace and a codpiece. That's a wise man and a fool.
Alas, sir, are you here? Sings the love night, love not such nights as these. The wrathful skies gallow the very wanderers of the dark and make them keep their caves. Since I was man, such sheets of fire, such bursts of horrid thunders, such groans of roaring wind and rain, I never remember to have heard. Man's nature cannot carry the affliction of the fear.
Let the great gods that keep this dreadful bud o'er our heads find out their enemies now. Tremble, thou wretch that hast within thee undivulged crimes and wept of justice. Hide thee, thou bloody hand, thou perjured and thou simular of virtue that art incestuous. Caitiff, to pieces shake that under covert and convenient seeming has practiced on man's life. Close, pent-up guilts, rive your concealing continence and cry these dreadful summoners grace. I am a man more sinned against than sinning.
Alack, bareheaded, gracious my lord. By here is a harbour. Some friendship will it lend you against the tempest. Repose you there, while I to this hard house, more harder than the stones whereof 'tis raised, which even but now, demanding after you, denied me to come in, return and force this scanted courtesy.
My wits begin to turn. Come on, my boy. How does my boy art cold? I am cold myself. Where is the straw, my fellow? The art of our necessities is strange and can make vile things precious. Come, your hovel. Poor fool and knave, I have one part in my heart that's sorry yet for thee.
He that has and a little tiny wit with hey-ho, the wind and the rain, must make content with his fortune's fit, though the rain it raineth every day.
True boy, come. Bring us to this hovel.
This is a brave knight to cool a courtesan. I'll speak a prophecy ere I go. When priests are more in word than matter, when brewers mar their malt with water, when nobles are their tailors' tutors, no heretics burned, but wenches suitors, When every case in law is right, no squire in debt, nor no poor knight. When slanders do not live in tongues, nor curpuses come not to throngs. When usurers tell their gold of the field, and bawds and whores do churches build, then shall the realm of Albion come to great confusion. Then comes the time, who lives deceit, that going shall be used with feet. This prophecy Merlin shall make, for I live before his time.